We are learning Masech the Shabbos, Daf Kuf Yutes Amud Aleph, and we are beginning the last words of Kuf Yutches Amud Beis. Zok Gemara Vaitav, Oma Abaya, Teisi Li, I should get Tzchar, Dichi Chazina Tzuvim Rabban Nishol Masechta, when I see a young Talmud Chacham who finishes Masechta, Avidna Yoyma Tavel Rabbanon. I make him a big Yomtif, I make him a Siba, I make him a Siyim, I make him a Siyim when he finishes a Masechta. And this is one of the big makaris for making a siyum masechta from this Gemara, where the Gemara says that Abayi is make a yom tava l'rabbanon. Amar Rava, teisili dechi also tzov rabbanon l'kamay l'adina. When a Talmud Chacham comes to me for a din Torah, loy mazigna reishi abeisadi. I don't put my head down on a pillow on a bed. Kamad loy mafichna v'schusay until I find a schus for him. Until I find a schus for him. And the Sfasem has already asked the kasha. L'chayra, how can you say that he gives special schus for Talmud Chacham? That's not right. You have to give equal. You're not allowed to give one Baal Din more time than the other Baal Din. So he says it means is he doesn't. If the Din Torah comes to him, he doesn't push off Din Torah to tomorrow because he knows he wants to go back to learn. So he takes care of Din Torah that day. Omar Ravashi pasil nalei tzur rabbanu ladina. Ravashi Taka says like that. He says I can't paskin on a Talmud Chacham because I love them so much. It's my time. The chovah like gufayi. I like them like myself. I know them roya chovah la'atzma. A person can't see any better himself. Therefore, he doesn't take a din Torah with a Talmud Chacham. He doesn't accept to be a judge for a din Torah for a Talmud Chacham because his kid is not going to paskin karoyu. He's not going to be impartial. Back to Kavod Shabbos, says Chanina, Erev Shabbos used to wrap himself. This means Friday night for the Friday night Kabbalah Shabbos. He used to wrap himself with a talis, with a cloak. The Koya Pinemal Shabbos of Amman. He went to Erev Shabbos and he said, "Boyu v'neitzei likras Shabbos Hamalka. Let's go and greet the Shabbos Queen." Rabbi Yana Lovish Mane Mal Shabbos used to put on special clothing. Erev Shabbos v'ama boyi chala boyi chala. Come kala, come kala. Rabba Marahuna Iklil Bay, this is the Makar for Lachodoidi. Shlomo Kabbetz wrote the whole piyut, but this is from this Gemara is the Makar for the whole Kabbalah Shabbos and Lachodoidi. Rabba Marahuna Iklil Bay, Rabba Rav Nachman. Rabba Marahuna went to Rabba Rav Nachman's house on Shabbos. This was Krivulei Tlas Sove Tachoi. He brought in front of him like three crackers with oil and fat on it, three geshmaka crackers. So Amma Luhu, so Rabbi Huna tells Rabbi Rav Nachman, "Mi avidis asina, hey, no, I was coming today. They made a nice meal. On relay, mi adibis lomi, no, you better than Shabbos. I made it for Shabbos. I made it for covered Shabbos. And just like if you were coming, I make something special. I did it for covered Shabbos. Are you better than Shabbos?" So Gemara writes about covered Shabbos. Rabbi Zovin plate with place astiri pshiti bisro with place tabachi. Rabbi Abba wanted to make sure he gets the best meat, like Rashi says, Litoim v'Shabbos m'nam mufchos. He used to buy meat from 13 different butchers, and each one he paid a stiri, which is an eighth of a selat suri. He paid half a dinner. He paid for each piece of meat, expensive meat, 13 different butchers. Umashim lehu atznur didasha. And he used to have his cooks, it was two pshat on Rashi, the second pshat on Rashi is he used to have his cook working in his house, and every piece of meat, he ran to the house, dropped it by the door, and said, quickly bake the, you know, cook the meat, and ran to the next store to get another, to the next butcher shop to get the next piece of meat. That's one pshat on Rashi, what Tznur Dasha means. The other pshat means that he, when he got deliveries from the butcher, he used to tell the butcher, run back to your store to help other people cover Shabbos. Well, Mashallah, he used to pay them at Tznur Dasha about his front door, but Amalu, he told them either to the people who are cooking or to, he said to the people delivering the meat, Asher Haya, Asher Haya, go quickly, strengthen and go quickly to take care of your cover Shabbos. Rabbi Vo Av Yosef, Atachta Roshina Moshe Nura. Rabbi Vo, Erev Shabbos, used to sit on an ivory chair and blow the fire that was used for cooking the food for Shabbos. Rav Onan Lovish Gunda. Rav Onan used to put on like a smack, like a black smack, the Tana Rav Yishmael, and work for Shabbos, even though maybe it wasn't from covered. No, but that was covered. Covered is Shabbos is to work for is covered Shabbos, to help out for Shabbos, even though you're wearing a smack. Rav Onan was a Chosh Vayid, was a God of Ladar. He put on a smack and helped for Shabbos. And how you know you should wear something different clothing? Tanur Rishmol, but God of Shabbos Mehem Kerala Rabbi, Al Yimzak Mehem Kerala Rabbi. Just like with Chubas Adeshan, they used to change the clothing because the clothing that you cook in, you shouldn't servants. And here also, this the cooking clothing, he's to put on special smack to do the cooking for Shabbos. And the Gemara brings down more examples of different Amoraim who did something themselves, b'chvoida v'atzma, special for Shabbos. So if Safra Machresha, if he had a head of a behema, he has to take off the hair, off the skin, he has to burn it off the hair, Machresha. Rav Malach Shavut, he's to salt the fish, to Shavut the fish. Rav Huna Madak Shragi, he's to light the candles to cover Shabbos. Rav Papa Golub Sidli, he's to make the wicks for Shabbos. Rav Chista Parm Silka, he's to cut the beets for Shabbos. Rabbi Rav Yosef Tzalchi Tzivi used to smash the, crack the Eitzim. Rav Zera Matatis Susi, Rav Zera, who used to light the little twigs that to make the fire for the big fire, for the big Madura, for the big fire they had to keep them warm, he used to do the also for Shabbos. So you see all the Zamarayim, the Gemara is giving examples saying how important it is that someone should do something to cover Shabbos. Like it's Paskin Shulchan Aruch, Zehu Kvoide, that's a covered of Adam to do something to cover Shabbos. Menachem Yitzchok, Mekatev Ayil, Mekatev Nofik, used to bring in the supplies and groceries of Shabbos himself, used to put them on his shoulder, schlep it in, schlep it out. He used to mamash work like a porter to cover Shabbos. Oh, Yilu Makil Mekalin Li, Rabbi Ami Rasi, Milay Mekisim Kamayu, if Rabbi Ami Rasi, my Rabbeim, would come to my house, I wouldn't do this in front of them, so for sure for Shabbos. Rabbi Rasi used to bring in the groceries and bring out the groceries and the supplies for Shabbos. Amru ila iklalon, if Rabbi Yechanon, ila iklalon Rabbi Yechanon, mila kasuna kamei, if Rabbi Yechanon came, we wouldn't do this. So, the Gemara writes a famous story. Yosef Moike Shabi, havahun achim shavuse. Yosef Moike Shabi, in his neighborhood, there was a guy, dava nefishin nechisi tuva. He was very, very wealthy. Omri kadoi, the stargazers told him, kul nechsi Yosef Moike Shabi achlu. All your nechosim are going to go one day to Yosef Moike Shabi. So he didn't know what to do. He knew he was losing. He might lose his. He was a little superstitious. He was scared he's going to lose all his money. So what do? He sold all his properties, all his nechassim, and Zavimu Magnisi. He bought a very, very expensive diamond. He sewed it into his hat. And Rashi says that in Stam sewed it into the hat. The whole hat was studded with gold and different diamonds, and he put this, big special diamond in there also. But the whole hat was studded with diamonds. But how did the Kaavim and Barah, who wanted them going across a ferry or across a bridge, Afrechazika, the wind came and blew his hat off. Shadi Mai threw into the water. Bali Kavra, a fish swallowed it up. Askur, and the fishermen brought up this big, nice fish. I see a pine in my shops, and they brought it to the city right before Shabbos. And at that time already, most people had the food for Shabbos. So they didn't know what to do with this fish. They have this fish, they don't get spoiled. In the refrigerators those days, they have a fish here. Amri, they said, what should we do? Man Zomaki Hashtag, who's going to buy it now? Amru Lahu, so one of the people there told the fisherman, Zilu Amtila Gabi Yosef Moike Shabi, bring it to Yosef Moike Shabi, he'll buy the fish for covered Shabbos. The Rogel Zavna, he's Rogel to buy good fish for Shabbos. Amtuna later brought it to him, and Zavna, he bought it. And they say, the Mepharshim say, that even though he already had all his food for Shabbos, but he bought it because he didn't want them to stop bringing him the best stuff. He wouldn't buy it this week. They would stop. They wouldn't rely anymore on selling him the best fish. He wanted any time the best fish came, that he would get it. He didn't want to take any chances, and he wanted when the best fish came to buy it. Kare, they cut it open. Ashche Baraganisa. And he found inside it this expensive diamond. Zabne, he sold it with place that he lost a dirin dahava. He sold it for 13 aliyas, 13 attics full of gold. Rash says a little bit of a guzma, just showing him a incredible amount of money they sold it for. Pogibe, who's Saba? This old man met him. Taisus says in Chulin, whenever it says Pog, who's Saba, means Yo Hanavi. Pogibe, who's Saba? Oh my, he said, Manda Yosef Shabsa, Paris Shabsa. Someone who borrows the covered Shabbos pays him back. Look, you always feel careful about Shabbos and you borrow money for Shabbos and you do covered Shabbos. Look what you got paid back. So much money. Talk to more about it. Boy, Mene, Rebbe, Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yossi. Ashir Mshavah, Eretz Yisrael, Mahan Zeichen. In Eretz Yisrael, with which mitzvah are you Zeichen to become rich? Amaloi, Bishvilshim is Asrim, because they take off Maisa on Tvua. Only in Israel you have Maisa on Tvua. Because you take Maisa on Tvua, that's how they become rich. Shadam Aser to Aser, we dash in Aser, Bishvilshim to Asher. Take off Maisa in order to get rich. Shiva Bavel Maya Zeichen. In Bavel, where you don't have any Maisa of Tvua there, it's Chutzlar, is how you Zeichen to become rich. Amaloi, Bishvilshim Chamas Terah, the Mechabid, the Tamid the Chachamim, and they support the Torah, that's how they get rich. The Shah Ratzas was not so much Torah, what do you do there? because of COVID Shabbos. And the first from the Yavitz of Anarati asks that what are we saying only Eretz Yisrael? You have Meister, don't you have Meister Ksofim? Don't you have Meister Ksofim in Chutz Laaretz? So it's different to Rutsim. Some say that here's a raya that Meister Ksofim is not the raisa, it's only a minig. And some say that Meister Ksofim does make you rich, but not as much as Tvua. But upon it comes to this Gemara that Eretz Yisrael, it's from the Meister, and Chutz Laaretz, and Bavel, sporting the Torah, and Shara Rotz is Mechabim is a Shabbos. Dorochi Ba'abo. I went to someone's house in Lutkio. They brought in front of a gold table showing how rich he was. They brought in front of a gold table that was so heavy. It was 16 people needed to hold it. It had 16 chains of silver tied to it. That's how they held up the table. It had plates and cups and shot glasses on the table, all type of foods, all type of sweets and fragrance. When he brought in front of him, he used to say, "Hashem ha'aretz malaya," because really everything belongs to Hashem. The only time it comes ours after we make a bracha. And I day the bracha becomes ours. Aretz alam re'adam, I day the bracha. I told him, "Benik, how are you zeichah such unbelievable wealth?" I was a butcher. Any behemoth that was nice. Amarti zetel Shabbos. This should be for Shabbos. Amarti lo ashrecha shechisro avarach makom shikukach. You know why you was all this rich? Because you mechaber es Shabbos. And the chiddush was, even though he was a katzav, he was a butcher, and he knew for sure he'll have meat for Erev Shabbos, and still looked out for the best piece of meat the whole week for Shabbos. That was a major covered Shabbos. That because that's how he was zeicher to Ashiris. Like we said in Shahar Ratzos, you are zeicher to Ashiris when mechaber es Shabbos. Omle keser of shuvah chanina. Not hafshel shel Shabbos reicher noidev. Why does a Shabbos food have such a great, delicious fragrance? Amaloi tavlin echod yeshlon. We have a special tavlin, special spice for Shabbos shmoi. It's called Shabbos. So Matil Maseicha, they put into the tavshel reicher noidev, and it makes it smell very good. Amaloi the case told him, "Tain lo, give us some. Can I have some of that spice?" Amaloi kol meshamer to Shabbos moyoloi. Anyone keeps Shabbos by him, the spice works. She'ena meshamer Shabbos any moyoloi. But if he doesn't keep Shabbos, einoi moyoloi. If he doesn't keep Shabbos, then it doesn't work, the spice. Omle resh gus l'rav nuna, maidach siv shteitim pasik. But earlier on in the pasik, it says about, im toshim shabbos ragu chayos, hez chavet secha v'yem kachi, v'kros al shabbos oinik. That's Shabbos. Then it says, the kadosh Hashem v'chubod. That can't be Shabbos. It says, v'kros al shabbos oinik. What's the kadosh Hashem v'chubod? Zog to Gemara, that's darshening for Yom Kippur. Omle, ze yom kippurim. That is Yom Kippur. She'im v'le chilosh, there's no eating, no drinking. We mechabed it with a fresh set of clothing, and the pasuk is vayit v'chibarat. Rav Omar lahakdim. That teaches us. This is back on Shabbos. The chibarat is telling us back on Shabbos that on Shabbos you should do something to show the sudas of covered Shabbos. Rav Omar lahakdim. Rav says you should make the Shabbos suda earlier. V'Shmuel Omar laacher. Shmuel says you should make it a little later. And Rashi says lahakdim. That's a cover to make it earlier. Look, I'm so excited. And La'ach is a cover also because you're all hungrier to eat. And Tosis speaks out, it's not a Mechlekes Rav and Shmuel. Just Rav, the Derech was to eat later. So him, he had to eat earlier to make a covered Shabbos. Shmuel, the Derech was to eat early. Therefore, him, eating later was a covered Shabbos. We have every day, I guess they were rich, they had money. Every day they had meat and wine. So, minus Shanya, how should you make Shabbos special? What's special about Shabbos? If you usually eat earlier, eat later. If you usually eat later, eat earlier. Change the time of eating, and that shows eating special to covered Shabbos. Rav Sheshes, who couldn't see, and he didn't know when this Man Shuda Shabbos was, so when he used to be Dervish, he got into his drasha, he never knew when to stop. So what he did was, he put the Rabbana in the sun, and he knew that when they get very hot, that means it's time to eat the Suda, because it means the sun got in the middle of the sky. He figured it out that he put them in play, and when they leave, they know, it's okay, the time for the Suda, the drush is over. So, because he didn't see the sun, so he had put them in a certain place, we knew they'll start leaving, and then he'll know when to start his Suda. And in the winter, he put them where it's shady, got very cold at a certain point, and then he knew to start the Suda. They should get up quickly. Rav Zeira, Mahada Zuzi Zuz Rabbanon. He used to look on Shabbos, Kufi Tesla Beis, on top of Kufi Tesla Beis. Mahada Zuzi Zuz Rabbanon. He used to go look on Shabbos where people learn with Chavrusa. Zuzi, groups of Rabban learning with Chavrusa, and they were forgetting about Suda Shabbos. Amalus tell him, Matusim Nechu, Loisa Chal Luna, don't be Machal Shabbos. What it means, don't be Mevatel Einik Shabbos. Go enjoy the Suda. Don't learn the whole afternoon. Go enjoy the Suda. Avadi, you have to learn the whole Shabbos. You can't talk any Varam Taylor, but don't miss the Suda. Go quickly and eat the Suda.